This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One more now on the theme of the day, that the easy part of this recovery is done and that a whole lot of people are in the process of being left behind. Behind is what a whole lot of people are on their mortgages. The data company Black Knight says nearly 3 million mortgages are in what's called active forbearance. That means borrowers have reduced or paused their payments. The ability to do that, we should say, without penalty was part of the CARES Act. Now, this is the lowest that forbearances have been since mid-April. But the worrying thing is that the number of mortgages going into forbearance is going up. Marketplace's Amy Scott has that one.
About a year and a half ago, Emily Allen Smith quit her job at the Red Cross to turn her gardening hobby into a farming business in Plymouth, Ohio. She sells specialty produce like heirloom tomatoes and Mexican sour gherkins to high-end restaurants.
It very much depended on that close personal relationship with the chef. That's really been the struggle this year. A lot of chefs have quit, and a lot of the restaurants just aren't serving at capacity.
So back in May, struggling to pay their $800 a month mortgage, she and her husband asked their lender to let them postpone their payments.
You know that they're not going to take your house away right now. So I'm going to spend my money on food and other things that aren't as protected.
Allen Smith's mortgage is among the 2.9 million in active forbearance. That's down 40% from the peak in May. But in the past week, 87,000 more loans have gone into forbearance, the highest volume since mid-April.
There's still a lot of stress out there in the market right now.
Black Knight economist Andy Walden says a lot of those are people restarting plans that had expired. The CARES Act allowed borrowers with federally backed mortgages to pause their payments for 6 months with the option to extend for another 6 months. Without additional aid from Congress, Ed Merzwinski with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group says we may see more homeowners needing relief.
There's no question that individual consumers and families are paying the brunt of the price here. First, you worry about getting sick, then you worry that you don't have any money to pay your bills.
And though homeowners are protected from losing their homes for now, Merzwinski says some may see damage to their credit. Forbearance isn't supposed to hurt your credit score, but according to complaints to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, that is happening to some borrowers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.